All right, we'll start at the bottom of Tet Amud Bet. The Mishnah is discussing about the Arei HaMiklat, and we know that there are three Arei HaMiklat in Eivir Yordain, which is Betzer Bamidbar, and then we have Ramot Gilad and Kedesh Bahar Naphtali, and then we have three in Eretz Yisrael, which are Hebron, Shechem, and in Kedesh Benaphtali on the eastern side, we had Golan Babashan. So now, the Gemara asks a very simple question, which is, how could it be, Be'ebar Yerdain Tlat, Beres Yisrael Tlat? How could it be that you have three in Eber Yerdain and three in Eretz Yisrael? You have 2.5 Shvatim on the Eber Yerdain, and you have three Arei Miklat for them, and then you have 10.5 Shvatim on the western side, and you have three Arei Miklat for them. So Amar Abaye's answer is, Be'gilad Shchichei Rutzchim, that in Gilad, there were plenty of killers. Because the pasuk says Gilad Kiryat Pole Oven, right? The Gilad is the city or a location of evildoers, Akuba Midam, that are polluted with blood. My Akuba Midam. What does it mean that they're polluted with blood? Amar Abelazar Sheyu Ukvim Narog Nefashot. They used to be Orev. They used to ambush or plot to kill individuals. So now the question is obvious, which is that we're trying to answer up why the Torah gave us three Arei Miklat on the Eivir Yordain, and what's the answer? The answer is that because there are harbei rotchim, there are many killers in the eastern bank. Well, killers are b'mezid, so why does killing b'mezid have anything to do with their having Arei Miklat on the eastern side? So Tosfos answers something that we saw in the Mishnah, which we're going to again see today, which is that there's a requirement in the beginning that all Rotzchim run to the Arei Miklat, and that only once they're tried, and then we decide what to do with them, that they're dispersed, either killed, freed, or put into Arei Miklat. But in the first place, every Rotzeach runs to an Arei Miklat. So even if you have Rotzchim, b'mezid, nevertheless, they still need to run the Arei Miklat. All right, so the Gemara does talk about that today, that people made a mistake and they thought that the Mezidim, the Ramban al Torah has something similar to what you're saying, which is the Ramban al Torah says that they were Mezidim, but they used to kill the Mezid, pretend they were Shogeg, then run to the Arei Miklat, and they couldn't tell. There were so many what's came, they couldn't tell, so they had to expand the Arei Miklat to handle all the Mezidim and the Shogegim. What I wanted to suggest, it's a two-stage suggestion, but I think it probably has a lot of merit here, which is that we know that the Reuven and Gad were the Chalutzei Tzava. Their requirement was that they went as the front lines of the army, and therefore we know what happened to those people. They were involved in Mechemet Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael for the 14 years, right, of Kibush and Chiluk, or at least for the Kibush part, they were fighting. They were still maybe there for the Chiluk, but they were fighting for those years. And what do? They killed. For years, they just killed. And then they return home. And what happens to someone who kills? Someone who kills is desensitized to the killing and to the value of life. And because of that desensitization, then it becomes more common or more likely that there will be more murders or mere people killed. Now this is Rav Shmuel Levitz in Sichud Musar talks about this by Ir Nidachat. By Ir Nidachat, there's a requirement to wipe out the entire city. So Hashem, it's a commandment for Hashem, it's a mitzvah for Hashem to wipe out the city. And then afterwards Hashem says, if you wipe out the city, v'natan lecha rachamim v'richamecha. So Rav Shmuel always asks, what is the bracha? Why is the bracha v'natan lecha rachamim, then v'richamecha? Why isn't the bracha simply v'richamecha? That Hashem will have rachamim on you because you did what he asked. So Rav Shmuel Levitz argues, it's clear from the Gemara, we see this in many places, that Hashem acts with midah keneged midah. Midah keneged midah means that Hashem reflects the midah that you have. If you're a rachum, Hashem is also merachim on you. Right? If you're mevater, Hashem is also, in a sense, mevater. So here he says, what's this? V'natan lecha rachamim v'rachamecha. The act of killing out the Arei Yedachat is an act of akzariyut. There's no question about it. To wipe out an entire city entirely, men, women, children, burn the city to the ground, is an act of akzariyut. And it affects the person, even though they're doing a mitzvah, it still affects the person that they've actually acted in such a manner. So what does Hashem promise? Hashem promises them, v'natan lecha rachamim, I will make you, I will give you rachamim, meaning that you will be merachem again. Then, v'richamecha, then Hashem will give you, be merachem on you. So Hashem has to give back, one of the promises is that he has to give back the rachamim. But what do you see from this? You see from this that even someone who's involved in a mitzvah, but when they're involved in a mitzvah, they have to do something that is, right, achzari, or something that's negative, it still impacts the individual. And I'd say the same thing here, that they went out to war, right, and they were affected.
They didn't go out to war more than any other Shevet.
They were front lines. Not that any more Shevet, they were the front lines.
Chalutzim.
Right, the Chalutzim of Nei Tzava. Correct. But Chalutzim of Nei Tzava, the people who see the most action, they're the ones who killed the most. And it's clear from, even if you go into Divrei Yamim, they're called, again, the Gibor Echayel, they're the ones at war a lot, and they do, later in Shoftim, they end up fighting a lot more because of the eastern side. This is a lot more wars, but the Chalutzei Tzava were involved in Milchama, they're involved in killing. And that Achzariyut is brought back, even though they're involved in Milchamet Mitzvah. They're still involved in Milchamet Mitzvah, it still has an impact. We know that from David HaMelech. Even though David HaMelech did everything right, there was nothing wrong with what he did, Hashem still says in Divrei Yamim that, you know, that Yadecha Shafchu Damim, that you can't build a Mikdash. Did David do anything wrong? No. But there's still an impact from the killing of individuals. So based on that, I want to suggest that that's why on the eastern side, those that were the Chalutzei Tzava, there was some sort of desensitization to killing, and therefore there was Shchichei Rotzchim BeGilad was a indication of their lowering the value of life. And I think that's true. The second stage, which is that killing BeMezid, also is an indication of how they viewed life in general. So for instance, when it comes to Shabbos, right? Someone's Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos being Mechalel Shabbos, if a person's worried about being Mechalel Shabbos, and they don't want to even come close, they want to prevent even a shogeg, and they go out of their way to do things to make sure, oh, you know, tape this, make sure this, don't come close with this. A person who's not so sensitive to the Chilul Shabbos won't take those precautions, and therefore may end up violating the Shabbos v'shogeg. And same thing over here. Again, this desensitization, when you talk about that they're killers v'mezid, that says that there was some sort of lowering of the value of life. And when you lower the value of life, that also ends up with a lot of killings bishogeg. Because if you don't have that sensitivity to life, or value life so much, then you don't take the precautions that prevent people from being killed bishogeg. So I think because of those two issues, that's why even when we say here, begilah shechevotzim, shechevotzim, one is the issue that they were chalutzei tzava, number two is the killing bimezid is an indication of how they valued life. And that impacts even the killings b'shogeg, and that's why you had to have large Arei Miklat on the eastern side of the Yarden. There are others that suggest that Reuven, when he says to his father that he's going to take Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, what does he say? It's Shnei Banai Amit. Right? Or that you will be able to, right, that you can kill my two sons in order to protect him. But I don't return Binyamin. So again, this idea of Shpichut Tamim being associated with Reuven, it's also found there, but I think there's more that Chalutzei Tzava, which is an active form where they really killed, I think that does desensitize people to the value of life. And that's
I don't know if you're comfortable with this, but there's another Radam of Shabbat, they say that in terms of the Kedusha, wherever I have that, wherever I have that, I'm it's not the same, it's not the same level.
Right.
The fact is,
the Shekhinah showed in Eretz Yisrael, but Eber Yadin is doesn't have that. Now, what the stats of Eber Yadin is very interesting. That's Machlokes Rabbi Shonim. So if you think about this, is the second question we discussed yesterday, which is, if you lay it out, you divide the Eretz Yisrael into quarters, and then you lay out the Arei Miklat along the lines that divide the quarters, then you basically have anybody who's on the northern and southern ends of Eretz Yisrael, they could have to run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael to get to an Arei Miklat. Anybody who's found in between, in the middle, will never have to run more than an eighth of Eretz Yisrael to get to an Arei Miklat, because he's always between two Arei Miklat. So I want to know, why is it by the borders, again, that you have longer distances, and at the center of the country, you have, mind concentrated. So the answer just could be simply that the center of the country has most of the population, and that's, both true today, and was true in their time, that the population centered around the middle of the country. Simple answer, that down south is Midbar, when you're talking about the farther south side, and up north, right, you're talking about already into the mountains. So the populations there are much smaller. And you're also talking about borders, right, where again, you're going to have less populations along the border lines. So these are, could have been the answers. The Gemara answers up a similar answer, which is, Amar Abaye makes another statement, B'shchem nami shchichei rotzchim. But Shechem also has this problem of large numbers of killers. Dechtev ukechakei ish gidudim. And then this is the pasuk continuing. It's after Gilad Kirat Poliavin. The next pasuk is this, which is cheish gidudim. They're like gangs of people that wait, lie in waiting. Chever kohanim. These are bands of kohanim. Derech yiratzchu Shechma. It's the pasuk is Shechma. The Gemara is greeting it as a Shechma, right? Which is that they would, on the way, they kill. Now, Shechma could be that it just means, Shechma means from Shechem, like shoulder, means that with one will. They do it together. They're all together in these murders. But obviously, the Gemara is reading it as Shechma, which is that by Shechem. That all they killed by Shechem. So that these are, that there were a number or large numbers of killers in the area of Shechem. And therefore, since Shechem is the center, you have Ari Miklat to both sides of Shechem. And we know that Shechem has a very, very poor history in terms of killing, even starting back from the time of Shimon and Levi, right, the times of the killing out the city of Shechem, and then into the period of the Shoftim with Gidon, and then later on with the Yiftach and all the things that happen in Shechem. There's plenty of murder that takes place and bad things that happen in Shechem, including the Pilug HaMalchut. Plenty that happens there, and so Shechem becomes a center in some sense of killing and unpleasant things that happen, which we saw in the Agadah and Perek HaChelek. So where it says, my chever kohanim, what does it mean, the chever kohanim? So Amar Elazar Shayu, mitchabrim larog nefashot, they were gathering together to kill, they would get gangs to kill, ke kohanim, alolush mitchabrim lachlok chumot beit agranol, just like the kohanim who go to gather, run together to go get the chumot in the granot, beit goren, when they're being harvested, when they're brought in from the fields. So now, truthfully, the pashas apostle is that the kohanim are also involved in the murder. But the Gemara is reading it that the chever kohanim is describing those that are ish gedudim. Although the apostle seems to be talking about the fact that they, even in the, you know, the kohanim are involved in murder. Even those that are supposed to serve Hashem, they're still involved in murder. So now the Gemara says, v'tulaka. So it says, is that it? I mean, why do you only talk about six Ari Miklat? Is that all there is? Vayi Kativ, Valeim Tidnu, Arbaim Mishtaimir. Bashem Mamaseh says, not only do you have the six Ari Miklat, you have another 42 Ari Levi'im that are also added on that can also function as Ari Miklat for a total of 48. So Rabbi, Alalu Kotot, Ben Ladat, Ben Shalot Dat. And here Miklat has the ability to take in, meaning to protect the individual, whether he not knows that he's in an Ir Miklat or doesn't know he's in an Ir Miklat. As long as he's present in an Ir Miklat, he's automatically protected. Halalo ledat kol tot. Aria levim, you have to actively know that you are entering for protection in order to be protected. Shlo ledat in kol tot. If you don't realize or you're not aware of the fact that you are in an Ir Levi, that will not protect you over here. Now the Gemara says, b'chevron Ir Miklatu. Wait, Chevron was one of the Arei Miklat. Is that really true? Aktiv, I knew the Kalev at Chevron, Kasher Diber Moshe. So again, this happens to, this story is actually repeated twice. It's once in Yoshua, when it's describing the Chiluk, and then again in the beginning of Shoftim, they repeat the story with Othniel ben Kenaz, and also the conquering of Chevron. So there it says that they gave Kalev Chevron, like Moshe said. So how could Kalev take Chevron if Chevron is an Ir Miklat? So Amar Abaye, Parvadha Ktiv, or Parvarha Ktiv, the Ktiv, and we'll see in a second, which is that it's the suburbs. Kalev that the suburbs of Hebron, not Hebron itself. How do we know this? Now, it's an explicit pasuk. The question is not even so strong, because the pasuk says in Yeshua, but we have the second, we're reading now the second half of the pasuk. But the first pasuk says, if Hebron was one of the Arei Miklat, and the second half of the pasuk says, v'et steya'ir, v'et chetzera, natu b'kalev ben yifuneh. So they gave the outskirts, or the suburbs of the city, were given to Kalev. So the pasuk is explicit that Hebron's an Ir Miklat, but the outside of the city was given, or outside the area of the Ir Miklat, was given to Kalev ben Yifuneh. So Gemara says, Kedesh Ir Miklat Ave. Kedesh up in Naphtali, is that really one of the Ir Miklat? Aktiv. It says, V'arei Mibzar, that these were fortified cities, up in the north is listing in the Naphtali, in the Yerusha of Naphtali, in Yoshua. It says, Arei Mibzar had Sidim, Tzer, Chamat, Rakat, V'kinaret, And then it actually skips a pasuk, and then they continue with the next pasuk, which is v'kedesh v'drei v'ein chatzor. So you've all these, one of the listed here is kedesh. That's one we're after. Va Tanya, we have a brisa arima lalu inosim otam lo tim in kitanim. We don't make cities like these, like little villages, v'lo kvachim gedolim, not large cities. Elayerot benoniot, medium-sized cities. And it seems to indicate from here that these are large cities in Naphtali that are fortified cities. Sam Rav Yosef, no problem. Tarte Kedesh Avi. There are two Kedesh, there are two places named Kedesh. One Kedesh is the one that Kedesh Naphtali, that is the fortified large city. And then there's Kedesh, the Eir Miklat, that's also found in Naphtali. And not to say that they're far away from each other. It's possible that they were adjacent to each other and called by the same name. And that's what Amar Vashi says, Kogon Salikum Ve'krad Salikum. So there is a place called Salikum. That's a large major city called Salikum. And then there's a village next to it, or a suburb that's called Ekra de Salikum. So that's called, it has like a, it's a sub, oh, sub city, or it's named after, it has some sort of name in it. So you say the same thing here, Kedesh is the main city. And then there's a suburb or this village or a smaller city next to it that's also called by the same name. It could be called North Kedesh, South Kedesh, East Kedesh, whatever it is that it's called, that's where the Eir Miklat is found. So Gufa, the Gemara wants to know, don't make them into small villages, large cities, but rather normal, medium-sized cities. Why? We're going to see in a second. They have to be in a place where water is readily available. If there's no water, then we bring water to that area. It has to be a place that they conduct shvakim. They have regular commerce. It has a place where there is population, or especially uchlusim here would be more very not actually the population of the city, but around it, suburbs and villages around it. If the villages or the areas on the outskirts of the city diminish, then we add to them. So you're here now, we're talking about the actual living, the housing, or living space within the city, population of the city. So there, maybe in the end, Kohanim Yisrael, Kohanim Levim Yisrael. If there's less people living there, we bring people to fill in population. Off limits here, no selling weapons in the city, and not traps in the city. Divrei Rabbi Nechemya. Now I would have thought, that you don't sell this type of stuff in the city because you have ex-murderers in the city, you don't want to send them. But here, the Gemara says it's because of the Gol Adam. We're afraid that the Gol Adam is going to show up in the city, and he won't have to bring a weapon from the outside because he can purchase it in the city. So we don't want that to be accessible to him. The Chachamim are dreaming, but they had the gun lobby, and the Chachamim say no. Chachamim say you can have gun shops inside of the Eir Miklat, that's not a problem. Bishavim, everybody agrees, Shein Porsim B'tocham Tzudot. You're not allowed to set traps in them, Ve'im Afshilim L'tocham Chavalim. You don't bring into them these large ropes. Okay, these are nets, maybe, or some sort of trapping instrument. So that the Gol Adam shouldn't find his way in there and find readily available types of traps, weapons, things that are you can use to kill the killer Bishogeg, because we don't want it to be that he can sneak in. Now, good, he can't buy weapons, but come and say, weapons are obvious. People know that he's carrying it, but he could do it in an underhanded way, which is he could buy a trap. So with that sort, there, we have to worry. He could say, I'm trapping animals. Once he does that, then we say, we don't want even the Chamim are going to agree that don't sell these types of these items, or don't set these items up in the city where he could use them or, take them to use against the individual that he wants to kill. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my crawl, what's the pasuk? It says, Anas elechat me'arim ma'el, that you'll run away to one of these cities, v'chai, right? And then you'll be able to live there. So, do things that make it possible for him to live there. So what does that mean? You have to have a water source. You got to have water in the city, otherwise he's not going to be able to live there. Number two, you have to have food. You have to have readily available commerce items to buy, so you need shvakim. Right? You also have to have, we want villages around the city, so that if the Gol Adam shows up, they'll have warning. There'll be people out there, they'll sense that he's coming, because they have people on the outskirts of the city. People live outside the city. Same thing, we want population there, a large population, so that they'll be able to defend the city. You won't have a gang of Gol Adam. The Gol Adam will bring a gang, they'll team up on a city and they'll kill the guy, because there's no protection. If you have a large city, they can't do that. Now, if the city is too large, it's a massive city, then we worry about the fact that the Gol Adam can sneak in and he won't even be noticed. Maybe we want it to be a city that is of size, but not right? Extremely large. So all these items that we just mentioned are all about the ability of the horeg b'shogeg to get there and live there, and not be in fear all the time, and not be in a state of fear of the Gol Adam sneaking up on him and killing him in the city, that he'll feel protected and safe within the city. So now the Gemara says, Tano, Talmid shegala migalin rabo imo. Talmid that goes into Galut, we send his Rebbe with him into Galut. Shenemar, v'chai, it says there, v'chai, avdi leimide de'avi lechiyuta, do something for him that he will have the ability to live. So the Torah is what brings life to the individual. So if he's missing his, right, just like he needs his gashmiut, his mizonot gashmiut, he needs his mizonot ruchaniut. And therefore we say that the Rebbe goes along with the Talmid. Am Rav Zera Mikan, shloi shene adam l'talmid sheno agun. Make sure not to teach inappropriate Talmidim. Meaning that you have to be careful who you're teaching. Because if you don't be careful about who you're teaching, you might have a Talmid who is a chote of some sort, not so careful, and therefore he's going to end up killing Bishogei, going to Galut, and he's going to drag you along with him. So you have to be careful. So just like we've had this before, the opposite way around, you have to be careful who your Rebbe is. Because he has to be Kamalach Hashem Tzvakot, you have to learn Torah from EP, right? Someone is careful. Over here, the Rebbe also has to make sure who is Talmidim are. You have to be selective in your Talmidim. And that's the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harav, Shigala, Megalim, Yishivato Imo. A Rebbe who goes into Galut, his whole yeshiva goes with him. So that's the same thing. You gotta be careful who the Rebbe is that you pick. You don't wanna pick a Rebbe, he's gonna end up in Galut, because then the whole yeshiva is gonna go down to Galut. Now there, it's less. I guess you can leave the yeshiva. But, you know, with the Rebbe of a Talmid, he's gotta go down into Galut. So here we say, not only is there Gashmiut have to be taken care of, but the Ruchaniut also has to be taken care of. And therefore when it's a Rav, the yeshiva goes with him, and when it's a Talmid, the Rav goes with him. How do we know that Divrei Torah protect? I mean, that why does he need to even go to the Ir Miklat? Or why does he need his yeshiva there? He has Torah that he learned. That Torah that he's learned should be protecting him. So it says in, it's actually, this is in Dvarim, in Perek Dalet in Dvarim, which is, there's a, you know, a strange the Torah almost has like something that's interjected in the middle of what it's talking about. Moshe's describing about coming to Har Sinai, about hearing from Hashem, and then over there there's like three psukim that say Az Yavdil Moshe at Arei Miklat, that over there Moshe goes in and divides out the Arei Miklat. It's like three psukim. It says Az Yavdil Moshe Shlosharim Beivar Yadei Mizrach Hashemesh Lanu Shama Rotzeach Sheitzachet Beil. And then Betzer Bamidbar Beretz Mishor Laruvinei Vet Ramot Begilad Gadiv Et Golan Babashan Menashi Vizelta Torah Sheisam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Israel. So why is the Mizotot Torah, right? The likelihood is that the Mizotot Torah is really the beginning of the next part. But even if you don't say that, right, you say here, Mizotot Torah, the Torah is referring back to the Arei Miklat. So that teaches you, Ukti Batrei, Mizotot Torah, that Torah is koletet. So it says, Lokash, Abidna de Osikpa, while you're learning Torah, it protects you. Habidna de Osikpa, when it does, we're not learning, actively learning, then it does not protect you. True, Torah protects you. But you have to be engaged in Torah for Torah to protect you. So that's not enough that he's teaching Torah, not enough that you're learning Torah, but it's enough while you're learning to protect you. But when you're not learning the Torah, you're not protected. And so therefore, that's how it could be that they end up killing Bishogeg. That's also why they have to end up in the Ir Miklat, because the Torah itself is not going to protect them. So, what do some people say? Kolet here is not like an Ir Miklat. Kolet means that it protects you from the Malach HaMavet, from dying. Kihad Rav Chista, like the story of Rav Chista, Aviyotiv Goris, Bibei Rav. He was learning all day in the base manager, Bibei Rav, Loava Koyocho, Shlicha de Malchem, Muda Muta, Mavto, Mikrav, the Gabei. The Shlicha de Malchem Mavis couldn't get near him to kill him. It's time for him to die. Couldn't get near him. To love a Shotik, Mipumi, Migirza. He never stopped learning. Salik Viyotiv Arzo, he went outside, or he sat down by a cedar tree, Bibei Rav, Paka Arzo. It broke, it snapped, it exploded, whatever happened, created some noise, the shatik, and he was silenced for a second from his learning, v'yachile, and he was able to take away his life. And you see the, similar to the story in Bamei Madlikin, right, about David and Melech, right, also, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get to him, because he was learning all day, and then, again, the wind blew through the trees, and he thought something was coming, it was coming on him, and he was silenced for a second. Why is Reuven mentioned first when it comes to the listing of the Arei Miklat? Because it says that Betzer Bamidbar, Betzer Bamidbar is the chilek of Reuven. Because he was the first one to try to save whom? Yosef. Shneamar vayishma Ruvain vaytileu mi yadam. Ruvain heard about the fact that they wanted to do Yosef, and he tries to save him. Darish Rabbi Simlai, my dechtiv, as yavdil Moshe shlosharim beiver yardain. That's over here in Devarim, the puzzle we just quoted. Mizrach haShemesh, amalo akosh brach Moshe, azrich Shemesh lerotchim. So here, it sounds like Hashem speaks to Moshe. Why is it Mizrach HaShemesh on the eastern side where the sun comes from? There's Hezrech. Shemesh means protect or create a protection for those that are, you know, in the Eivar Yardin. You know, bring light. Open up the Hezrech Shemesh. You know, start the process of protecting them over here. That means put up the Arei Miklat in those areas. Protect them. Make sure that they have available Arei Miklat, make sure that they have sustenance in those Arei Miklat. That's Azrech Shemesh. Igad Arme, Amalei Azrech the Shemesh Rotzchim. Shem said it after the fact. After Moshe already separated the Arei Miklat, you provided, right, you provided good services for the, those that need the Arei Miklat, and you've done a good thing. Rabbi Hashem's giving him basically Yasher Kochacha that you did this. Alright, Darash Rabbi Simnai, Maide Chtiv, what does it mean? Oev Kesef, Lo Yizba Kesef. One who loves money will never be satisfied with money. Mi Ohev Behamon, Lo Tvua. The one who loves abundance and much, lo tvua, will not have tvua. So here the word lo is spelled with the lamed aleph. Lo, there isn't a prefective actually, it's all lamed aleph. But the Gemara learns it as a lamed vav. All the drashot here are lamed vav. So the either they had a different prefective, or the Marsha tries to learn it that no, that they all these are positive statements in the Gemara, but you would have learned the opposite, meaning that the real limud out of the pasuk is lo, that whoever da lo tva should not do this. From that we can infer the positive statement that if da it would be this. So that's the Marsha's way of dealing with it, which is oyv kesef lo yizba kesef ze Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. When someone who loves money never satisfied with money, obviously we're not going to be talking about kesef. She yodea shein shlosharim sheiver yadin koltot ad shonim b'chur shlosharim be'etz Kanan. Arei Miklat in Eivar Yadin do not become functional until there are three Arei Miklat also in Eretz Yisrael. You need all six to become functional. Otherwise it doesn't work. Yet he still separated them. So he went ahead and he did the mitzvah. Amar mitzvah shvayadi akimenu, a mitzvah that I have a chance to do, I must do it. So here we say that Oiv Kesef, Kesef refers to mitzvot as opposed to Zahav, which refers to Torah. So that's why it's Oiv Kesef, Lois Bekesef. Someone who loves mitzvot will never be satisfied. And that's Moshe who wanted to do another mitzvah. Umi Oiv Behamon lo tvua. Lemi ba'e l'lamed behamon. Right? Who is the one who should teach in public? Mi shekol ha'tvua shelo. The one who has all the tvua. But all the tvua means that he's a baki. He's got, he knows Torah kula. He's the one who should darsh in public. So here it's clear that the Gemara is learning what? Who should teach in public? Mi shekol ha'tvua shelo means lo tvua. Mi ohev ba'amon, lo tvua. The one who loves to be, you know, who's the one who loves or should be beloved amongst teaching in public or should teach in public? Lo tvua, the one who has. Lamed vav. So over here, so that's again, the Marsha says, okay, you can learn it. What it means is, mi ohev ba'amon, the one who loves to teach in public, lo tvua, does not have anything to give, that's bad. Which indicates that someone who does have something to give or has a lot to give, he's the one who should be teaching in public. So that's the way the Marsha deals with the problem. I know Damar Belazer, my dichtiv, mi malel gvorot Hashem, yashmiah kol tilato, lemi na'eh, the mamel gvorot Hashem, who's the one who would speak the gvorot Hashem, mi shiachol, yashmiah kol tilato, the one who can say all of his praises. The same idea, that the one who has all the Torah is the one who should be teaching the Torah. Rabbanan, v'itemer rabba bar mariyamar, mi oev b'ma'amon, lo tvuak. So here the Gemara, it's clear that it's using lamed vav, mi amvon b'ma'amon, wezem lo tvuak, kol oev. Now this is also interesting, what the girsa is here. The Gemara is going to continue with two other memorot that say, mi o kol ohev lomod, and then kol ohev lamlaid, or lilamaid. So over here, the Gemara has a girsa which seems to be that it has one of those two words, which is unclear, and then there are others, like the other tvusot that have this word taken out incompletely. So that's why we'll read it without the word in here, which is kol ohev behamon lo tvua. Anybody who loves Torah will may have many generations of Torah. So Yavu be Rabbanan Inayu be Rava braid Rabba. Rava, the son of Rabba, they looked at him because there was his father loved Torah and was always chasing after Torah, and therefore he had children that also were machshiv Torah, and it was machzir al achsanya shelo. Came back, Torah came back to the family because the family was machshiv Torah. Right? Rav Ashi Amar Kol Hev Lilmod Behamon Lo Tuva. Someone who loves to learn a lot, well, then Lo Tuva will succeed and have the Torah. You know, they have tremendous Torah. What does that mean? So what does that mean, that one who loves to learn a lot or with a lot? So Vainu Dam Rabbi Yosef Bechanir Ma'ektiv Cherev El Abadim. Right, the sword should be against those sorcerers. Beno Alo, and they will be shown to be foolish or unworthy. Here it's talking about the pasuk. Here it's talking about Hashem's talking about what's going to happen to Bavel after they've taken the Jews and they think that they've done everything. What's going to happen to Bavel afterwards? So Hashem says, Cherev al this, Cherev al this. The sword will reach this and this and this and it's all. So it says, what's Cherev al abadim? We said sorcerers, but Chever al tzavarei soneim shel tamid chachamim. There should be a sword on the necks of those that hate the chachamim. Now here it's a lashon saginor, means on chachamim, sheyoshvim oskim b'torah bad bevad, who learn alone. Bad means like a single unit. They learn alone. V'lo od oshem etapshim, they become foolish. Tivacham no alu, tivatam asher no alnu, v'asher cha tanu. Shano alnu, we were foolish and we sinned. V'lo od oshechutim, shenem v'asher no alnu, v'asher cha tanu. They learn it out from here, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, which says, Noalu Sarei Tzoan. It's about the Mitzrayim. So it says, the princes of Tzoan have Tzoan Mitzrayim have become foolish. So you see the word Noal means foolish or silly. So here, this idea that you have to learn Bechavrusa, you have to learn Bechabura, right? Because we learn, when you learn Bechabura, Bechavrusa, that it enhances your learning, it brings more learning, and it helps you understand Amito, to reach Torah, Emet, and reach it to its Amitoshal Torah, to clarify the positions, to help you, to be makzik etzeh b'yadecha. Chavrusas are very important, and that's what Rav Ashi says. Kol ohev l'umod behamon. Whoever wants to learn amongst many, then he is lo tvua. He's the one who have much Torah to keep, because that's what you need to do. You have to have many chavrusas, or learn b'chavura, in order to have the Torah stay with you. Baruch Hashem, that's what we get to do each morning together. Right, then Ravina Amar, Kol ohev l'lamed behamon lo tvua. Whoever likes to teach Torah will have a tremendous amount of Torah. What does that mean? Why is it lamed? Because Dainu Damar Rebbe Harbe Torah Lamadati Mi Rabotai. I learned a tremendous amount of Torah from my Rebbeim. Umei Chavayrayu Temihem, and from my Chabrutot, even more than them. So that actually would support Rav Ashi's position as well over here. Avam Mitamidayu Temikulan, and my students I learned the most, because they sharpened my positions. They ask good questions. They're the ones who help me to gain. So over here, again, this is the idea that Ravina suggests, that whoever wants to, whoever teaches will have much more Torah. And that's also for, I think, two tzadim. One is the zchut rabim, because the individuals have better understanding, and Hashem is siyata d'shmaya that comes from teaching the rabim. And number two is, again, this idea that when you teach, the people, first you have to articulate it. Articulating it also is very important and able to express it. But also that the students sharpen the person who is teaching, because they ask questions. They don't just sit there and watch the day go by. So Rabbi Shmuel Levi, my dichtiv, omdot hayu raglenu b'sharayach Yerushalayim. Mi garam l'raglenu shamdu b'milchama? Who caused our legs to be in fighting and war? Sharei Yerushalayim shoskim b'Torah. Jezayit sharim ha-mitsuyanim b'alacha. Sharim of Yerushalayim, where there was Torah, that's what caused us to be b'milchama. I mean that we were many, we got together to learn there, that there was plenty of Torah, and we got together, the milchama of Torah is why we were found there and standing there. Says, oh, I was very happy when they said, let's go to Beit Hashem. Obviously, the Beit Hashem did not exist in the time of David HaMelech. So what does that mean? One with this old, you know, this old guy pass away, this old man pass away, and his son Shlomo will come and build the Beit HaMikdash. No, they don't want to get rid of this David guy. Now let the regal. And we'll be able to come up the regal. So he's happy for two reasons. One, he's happy because it's Shlomo, his son, is the one who's going to build the Beit HaBichira. Number two, that they were excited. He's happy that people were excited about mitzvot. Right, that better one day in Chatzerecha, May Elef from 1,000. Now over here, Tov Yom B'Chatzerecha is talking about the Chatzer of Hashem. But here, it plays on Tov Yom B'Chatzerecha means in your Chatzer of David, really, which is Tov Yom Echad Shatav Seik B'Torah Lefanai Me Elef Olot Shatit Shlomo B'Nechal Akriv Lefanai Al Gavim Zbeach. Better is the Torah, right? The one day of learning Torah that you do now is greater than 1,000 olot that Shlomo HaMelech would bring at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Hashem, I think in some way comforts David, but in also a way, even though David is happy about what's happening, he says to David, don't worry, you know, this is not, they're not right, their priorities are mixed up because your Torah is more worthy or more pleasant to me than even the olot that you brought in the Mikdash. Okay, Mukhabanot Lahem Dirachim, we're back to the Mishnah, says that you have to give directions. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Miklat Haya Ketuva Parshat Dirachim. Anytime there's a fork in the road, you have to have a sign that told you which way the Ir Miklat was. Kadeshi Akira Tzachim, and Ifnei Lisham, so the Rotzeach knows where to run. Amar Rav Kahana, my cry, how do you know that? It says, Tachin Lecha Derech. Right, so what does it mean, Tachin Lecha, prepare the way? Asay Lecha Hachana LaDerech. Make sure that you have preparations, that the way to the Miklat is clear and easy. When he used to teach the parsha of Rotzeach, the parsha of Shogeg, he used to bring this pasuk to start it out the shiur. This was his introduction, his introductory remarks. Tov v'yashar Hashem. Hashem is good and straight. Right? Alkein yoreh chataim badorech. Therefore, he'll show the chataim the way. Im the chataim yoreh. Hashem shows the way to the sinners. Kavachomer le tzadikim, and certainly tzadikim. So what is he playing on? He's playing on the tachin lecha aderech. By Ari Miklat, the Torah requires us to provide the directions for the choteh to get to the Ari Miklat. And certainly for tzadikim, Hashem's going to prepare the way. So that's his play here. Tov Yashal Hashem, kein yoreh chataim baderech. He shows the chataim the way. So it's over here, he shows the tzadikim. Kavachomer tzadikim. Shlokesh patach le pitcho dai parsha to miocha. Started teaching about this din. But this parsha of Rotzeach, he would start with this pasuk, opening remarks. Basher lo tzada. Elokim inali yado. It's over here that he did not tzada. He did not lay in wait. He did not lay it to trap him. He did not plan the ambush, but rather Hashem caused it to come to his hand. Kasher yomar mashala kodmoni, just like the way that the mashal or it's kidichtiv. They probably should read here kidichtiv. Kasher yomar mashala kodmoni. This is what David is saying to Shaul after he cuts off the knaf of Beged. He says, "I could have killed you, and yet I did not kill you." Right, and he says over here, from those that are evil, that evil will come out. These are two people that killed. One killed b'shogeg, one killed b'mezid. We have no edim to either murder. And therefore, they're both free. They're walking around free. One who killed b'mezid, one who killed b'shogeg. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazminah Lepuntak Echad, brings them to the same hotel. Echad Zeh She'arag. Butong Echad Zeh She'arag b'mezid, Yoshev Tachad HaSulam. One who killed b'mezid, sitting under the ladder. Zeh She'arag b'shogeg, Yored b'sulam. He's coming down the ladder. But now follow Allah Vargo. He falls on him and kills him. Therefore now, Zeh She'arag b'mezid, Ne'arag is dead now. Zeh She'arag b'shogeg, Gula. One who killed b'shogeg now goes into Galut. Now he had another killing b'shogeg. So Hashem takes care of it. Don't worry. Even if there's no edim, Hashem ensures that the mezid and the shogeg end up in the right place. The direction a person wants to go, Hashem takes him there. So the initiative, the first steps are done by the person. But once the person does it, Hashem says, I'll take you there. I'll help you get there. I'll make it easy for you to get there. And this is not a positive statement right now necessarily, which is that we know, which is, in a Torah, dechtev lo teilech imayem. Hashem says the Bil'am don't, right? So it's almost Parshat Shavua. Here he says, don't go with them. It could be sometimes, right? It's Chukat Balak sometimes. Alright, so lo teilech imayem. Right, that's true, only Chutzarts. Lo teilech imayem, you only go with, don't go with them. When they come, the Zakinim come to invite them to come. And dechtev, afterwards it says, kum lech. Right, yichitam, go with them, you can go. So Hashem in the end acquiesces because he knows Bilam wants to go. Hashem clearly said he doesn't want him to go. And then when Bilam pushes and presses, Hashem says, okay, you want to go? Go. But it's not going to be so much fun. But he sent them anyway. And I'm teaching you what's good. And I direct you on the path that you should take. From the Ktuvim, Dechtiv, Im Laleitzim, Hu Yaleitz. If you go and join the, you know, sit around the late team, who yalits, you'll become a late also. Right? And if you hang out with the anavim, itain chain, then you also have chain. I mean, who you hang out with is going to make a difference of who you are. So if you walk in that direction, you want to go to the late team, you'll become a late. Want to go with the anavim, you'll be have chain. Aravuna, Rutseach, Shagalala, Irmiklat, Umitsa, O Gola Adam, Varago Patur. This is what we discussed before. What's the status of the Gol Adam? So Rabbeinu says that a Rotzeach that went to an Ir Miklat was in Galut, and the Gol Adam still finds him and kills him, he's patur. Kasavar, because he thinks, velo, ein mishpat mavet, begol adam hu dichtiv. It says, velo, ein mishpat mavet, that's referring to the Gol Adam. So that's it. It's actually not so clear. It's a pasuk in Dvarim Yutet. Pasuk says like this, pen your dov Gol Adam achrei Rotzeach kechem levavo. Make sure that he can go to the Ir Miklat, because maybe the Gol Adam ran out of him, go, kirbeah derech, if it's too far to the Ir Miklat, Gol Adam will catch him, be kol nefesh, and he'll kill him. Velo, ein mishpat mavet. Who's the lo in mishpat mavet in the pasuk? It just says velo. He. Who's the he? There are two people that were mentioned before in the pasuk. Who are the two people mentioned? The rotzeach and the gol adam. So the lo in mishpat mavet, is that referring to the gol adam or the rotzeach? And then the pasuk says ki lo sone lo hu mitmol shushom. He over there ki lo sone lo mitmol shushom is clearly talking about the murderer. The murderer didn't hate him before this. So beforehand sounds like from over here. What's the lo in mishpat mavet would be? Right, almost a non sequitur if you said it's talking about the Gol Adam. But we're going to see here, there are two bright, there are two deot here. So, Kesavar Loi Mishpat Mavet, Gol Adam, Hudikti, Meitzbe, we have a bright them. Loi Mishpat Mavet, Rotzeach, Chatu, the Betaber. Is that talking about the killer? Tamu, Rotzeach, Wain, Alabi, Gol Adam. Shomer, Behu, Lo, Sonelo, Mitmos, Shushom. If you remember, Rotzeach, Chatu, the Betaber. When the end of the puzzle is that he didn't hate him from beforehand, who didn't hate who? It was the Rotzeach, didn't hate the victim. That's why we say that he's a Shogay. So what does it mean, Lo Mishpat Mavet? We don't want the Gol Adam to kill him because Lo Mishpat Mavet. He's not deserving a death. He's deserving a galut, not death. So that's what it means, Lo Mishpat Mavet. It's talking about the Rotzeach. So how could Ravuna make such a statement that the Gol Adam is patur and Lo Mishpat Mavet is right? We have a brayta explicitly. It says the opposite. It says, Hudamar Ki Aitana. There's another brayta. What's the other brayta? The Tanya, Lo Mishpat Mavet, but Gol Adam Akatul Medaber. Speaking about the Gol Adam, Ata Omer Gol Adam, Akatum Ederu Ein Olah Berotzeach. How do you know? Tefteshu Omer Ki Lo Sone Lo Hu Mitmol Shushom. The end of the pasuk is clearly talking about Hari Rotzeach. Talking about a pasuk. Sorry, Hari Rotzeach Amor. We already took care of the Rotzeach. He's the end of the pasuk. Ha, Mani became Lo In Mishpat Mavet. So who's the he in this pasuk? That must be the Gol Adam. Gol Adam Akatum Medaber. So here is a machlokas where the Gol Adam Lo In Mishpat Mavet means that if the Gol Adam kills the Rotzeach, and the even in the Ir Miklat, it sounds like from here, is there a Mishpat Mavet? Is he put to death or not? And that's a machlokas about how you read Lo'i Mishpat Mavet. If Lo'i Mishpat Mavet refers to Rotzeach, then the Gol Adam is going to be Chayav, because that's exactly what the Torah says. The Rotzeach does not have a Mishpat Mavet. On the other hand, if the Lo'i Mishpat Mavet refers to the Gol Adam, that if he kills the Rotzeach, that he does not have a Mishpat Mavet, then he'll be, even if he kills him in the Ir Miklat, he'll be patur, because they ain't low in Mishpat Mavet. Tanan, Mosrim lo shnei tamen chachamim, our Mishnah says, he gave him to the mechim, shemi yargenu bederech, because maybe he'll kill him on the way to the Ir Miklat, v'yidabru elav, and that they'll speak to him, they'll try to convince him otherwise. My lav, demachube, what is it, they're giving him a warning. Dikatel bark tolu, that if he kills him, he'll deserve a death penalty. That goes against Rav Huna. Sounds like on the way to the Ir Miklat, he's on his way to the Ir Miklat, so because
on the way to the Ir Miklat, it's mutar.
Right.
So won't
be right. So maybe that's only if he kills without any warning. Maybe if Machube, maybe if they give him a warning and say, do not kill him, because he is a Shogeg, in that case, maybe he would not be entitled to kill him. Right, lo. Gemara says, Kreditanya. Right, Debru, I love Dvarim, Aru, Im, lo. They speak to him about this, and this is what the Kalusha Gemara. Omim, lo, Alte, Nahag, Min, Hag, Shofchei, Damim. Don't act like a murderer. Bishgaga, Bamas, Eliodo. This was an accident. So it's exactly what they say to him. Listen, you could kill him. You're right. But why be a murderer over here? Why take revenge and kill him over here if he only killed Bi Shogeg? So what's the implications of this brayta? They could kill him, right? The Gol Adam is permitted to kill over here. It's just, well, we're trying to convince him not to do it. So Remei Omer, whom in the barrel you did it's mo. What do you need these two people to talk? Let him speak for himself, because it says Shinemar Zed Vara Rotzeach. Rotzeach speaks up. Amalo Harbe Shlichut Ose. Many times an intermediary, right, a negotiator, right, a third party, a non-partial party can help out. When somebody's not nogeba davar, sometimes the mediator is able to get to a better result. So that's what they said back to him. You know, Rabbi Meir, you're right. He could speak for himself, but a lot of times the others help him out. So now Gemara says, Amar Mar, Bishkaga ba maseli ado. What do you mean, Bishkaga ba maseli ado? Pshita. Of course, deep and mazy, bar galutu. What do you mean? If he's mazy, he's going to go to galut? Well, of course they have to say he's a shogeg. What else? Why else is he going to galut? Going to the Ir Miklat? In. It is, no. Because a bar mazy is a bar galutu. Why? Ba'atanya, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda Omer, B'tchila, Echad Shogeg, Echad Mazy, Magdim, Le'Ir Miklat. So exactly what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, that in the beginning, after the murder, everybody runs to the Ir Miklat. Then Beis Din brings them back for their mission. Someone who's chayv mita, the Beis Din kills, executes. That they send for him, they send this in Dvarim, right? They send for him. You take him, give him in the hands of the Gol Adam, he'll be killed. Right? Venatu oto biyad Gol Adam umeit. Mishalot chayev patru. Someone's not chayav, they let him go free. Shneemar vitzilu eida. Et ha-rotzeach miyad Gol Adam. They're going to save him from the hands of the Gol Adam. Mishalot chayev galut. Maksvino told him, come on. Whoever's chayev galut, they send him back in there. Shneemar. Veshivu oto eida. Eir miklato. What do you mean, veshivu oto? We ran to. Why did they have to return him there? Was he there in the first place? Yes, that's the answer. He was there in the first place. Rebbe Omer Miatzman Hein Golim. No, this is what Rebbe said. This is your suggestion earlier, David, that they went there. The Mezidim went there by themselves. The city works to protect not only Shogegim, but also protects Mezidim. So that was the answer you suggested before by the Gilad. Why do they need more there? Because when they're killing Mezid, they thought that the Ir Miklat would help them out. So they all ran there to the Ir Miklat. And they don't understand that it works for Shogeg and not for a Mezid. A city that has a rove of killers does not work as a Ir Miklat. And he'll speak and in the ears of the Ziknei Ayir, Ahi, at Dvarav, it is what he's done. So when he says the Dvarav, Ozenei Ziknei Ayir, it's a pasuk in Yoshua that's describing after Yoshua separates out the Ari Miklat and puts him in function and says what they're going to do. The Ari Miklat is for someone who kills Bishul Geg, he's going to go there and says, but the Dvarav, Ozenei Ziknei Ayir, Ahi, at Dvarav, he explains to them. Not that they're the same type of people. He has to speak to Ziknei Ayir who are different than him, not the same as him. If they're all murderers, then you don't have somebody who's different from him. I think this is important just as from a Tzad Musari, that he has to go to a place where if they're all murderers there's going to be no rehabilitation in this place. If he has Ziknei Ayir, the whole idea of having Ziknei Ayir there is that they can rehabilitate them. He has people to look up to. He has Dugma Ishit, and he has personal examples of people to look up to and to change his ways. If you all have murderers there, nobody's going to change their ways. They're all in the same boat, right? There's nobody to look up to. A place that has no zikinim is not collected. The bein and ziknei ayir, because it says you need ziknei ayir. Ve'elekon, they don't have them. Itmar, I'm going to have a machlokus about three different things about this position. Ir shein ba zikinim, a city that does not have zikinim. Three different halachot. Ravami, Ravasi, Chadamar koletet, Chadamar eno koletet. Machlokus whether it works as an ir miklat or not. The man damar eno koletet bein and ziknei ayir ve'elekon. Kuchar ziknei ayir not. The man damar. Collect it, mitzvah ba'alma. That's the mitzvah to have. It'd be better if you had the Ziknei Ayir there, but that's not a demand. Be'ir shein ba'al zikinim, and city doesn't have zikinim, Rabbi Yemi Ra'asi, another machlokas, chadamar naseh ba'ben sorermer, you can have a city, that city can have a ben sorermer in it, chadamar inaseh ben sorermer. Says we need Ziknei Iro. And it's not, right? Ziknei Iro, and it's not. Because you have to take him, Bisruoto. You take him to Ziknei Iro, Bisruoto. That's, you don't have that. The Mandar Marinaseh Ben Sroomer, Mitzvah Ba'alma. That's the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that it's a absolute requirement. One says you bring an eglarufa, one says you don't bring an eglarufa. The mandam rain with via eglarufa, you don't bring him in and ziknei ayir. The ziknei ayir, oh, they have to bring the eglarufa. They're the ones who do the midida. They're the ones who say that they don't lo shavchu at the dam azeh, right? All these, that they're all done by the ziknei ayir. So since you're on ziknei ayir, you can't do it. The mandam rain with via eglarufa, mitzvah ba'alma. Again, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. I would just say that all three of these are the same thing. All three of these are places where we need an example, a personal example. Ben Sorer, if there's no Ziknei Ayir, how do we blame the Ben Sorer Omer who came out from this? Because he didn't have an example. Eglah Rufa is all about how the Zikanim have to show how to do Leviyah. They have to show how to accompany a person, give him what he needs, and that's why he's killed. Taking responsibility for the city. So all of these, I'm just saying, even according to what it says, Mitzvah Alma, the necessity of Ziknei Ayir is important, because what ends up happening is we have people who are not being influenced properly, and therefore we need the Ziknei Ayir, and that's the demand for Ziknei Ayir in all of these three cases. Let's say in Azah, what does it mean? By Yoshua, it says, so all of Yoshua says, Vayomer, except for this one place, it says, Vayidaber, because they're mitzvahs of the Torah. It's only mitzvah of the Torah that's demanded of Yoshua to do, and therefore Hashem says, Vayidaber, the Lashon Azah. But there's this Vayomer. So Gemara says, is that really true? The memra the called Dibra Lashon Kasher, that all times that the Torah uses to learn Diber or Vaidaber, that's a harsh language. And Gemara says, yes, we have an example to that in Breshit. When the brothers come back to Yaakov and describe what happened to them and Yosef in Mitzrayim, it says, Dibera ish Adonai Aretz itanu kashot, that he spoke to us in a harsh tone, he spoke to us in a manner that was not pleasant. So here you see the use of the term Diber in the context of kashot. Gemara says, Vatanya, don't we have a bright, this is from Malachi, in we read this on Shabbos HaGadol, and then it's quoted in Avot as well, which is as nidberu irei Hashem ish el reo v'yakshev Hashem ha'ishma v'yaketev sev ha'zeron lefanav l'rei Hashem l'choshvei shemo. So there as nidberu over there is a nice, they're speaking, the irei Hashem are speaking to each other, they're not speaking harshly to each other, they're speaking in a nice tone to each other. El lashon, so nidberu, ein nidberu, el lashon nachat, that's a pleasant tone. And we have a similar thing in the pasuk that's found in Tehillim. It's actually the Perek Tehillim that we read right before we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It says, "Yadber amim tachtenu, ulumim tachat ragleinu." That Hashem will lead nations under our dominion. So the yadber over there is not using force. It's in a, it seems to be on a gentle manner that He's going to lead them in gently. So Gemara says, "Wait, that you have to differentiate." Daber or vayidaber lachud, those are alone. So when it uses vayidaber or diber, those are harsh languages. That's like by Yosef, that's like by Yoshua. On the other hand, when we're talking about over here, nidberu or yadber lachud, that's separate as well. That's a kind or pleasant type of language. So you have to look at the way the word is being used. If the word is being used as a speech or in speaking terms where it's a context indicates that it's a harsh term and it's used as vayidaber from the word dibur and diber each and the arts eternal kashot, that's a harsh language. On the other hand, when we're talking about a yadber where it's a directing or leading as well as nidberu, as in nidberu irei Hashem, that they will speak in a gentle manner to each other, that nidberu and yadber are a separate term or a separate word, and those are used in a pleasant tone. Okay, we'll stop over here.